Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Welcome to 6 weeks of fitness, episode 218. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm with Dr. William Davis, a renowned cardiologist, and number one New York Times best-selling author of the Wheat Belly series of books, Undoctored, and most recently, Supergut, a four-week plan to reprogram your microbiome, restore health, and lose weight. And he's going to share some wonderful information with us today, and I'm so thankful that he took the time to be on my 6 weeks of fitness podcast. Dr. Davis, how are you today?
I'm terrific, Vince. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, man. Thank you for taking the time to be with me today. Well, before we talk about muscle, the key to successful weight loss, Doc, I know that's something that you are an expert in. Let's talk about the microbiome, something else that you're also an expert in. What is the microbiome and what impact does it have on chronic disease like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes?
You know, Vince, for many years, the gastrointestinal microbiome, that is the collection of trillions of microbes that live in the human gastrointestinal tract, was thought to be nothing more than a nuisance. This thing that caused diarrhea. And we took a couple of weeks of antibiotics. Well, that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's becoming clearer and clearer that this collection of microbes plays a huge role on every facet of your health. The way you look, the way you feel, the dialogue you have in your head, your mood, your skin, your uterus. Well, not your uterus, but testicles, muscle, hair. Every aspect of health is influenced by the microbiome. And the sad thing, Vince, is that modern people, due to so many things around us, such as the unrestricted use of antibiotics, yes. Glyphosate, that's the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup.
Yes.
Oh. Stomach acid blocking drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, other pharmaceuticals, chlorinated drinking water, food additives like preservatives and emulsifying, on and on and on. We have decimated the gastrointestinal microbiome. And it has all kinds of effects that people don't know about. It could be depression or suicidal thoughts. It could be hate or anger. It could be difficulty with your relationship. It could be an expansion of abdominal fat. It could be type 2 diabetes or rosacea or psoriasis. In other words, Vince, go down the whole list of human diseases and the microbiome plays either an initiating role or a worsening. An exacerbating role. And if you don't pay attention to that, you can never really hope to have full control over health.
Wow. That tells me that your gut health makes a difference in whatever you're doing. But wasn't it this Greek philosopher, physician, Hippocrates, who said that all diseases begin in the gut? Was he on track, on point with that?
Absolutely. So it took us more than 2,000 years to come back to Hippocrates.
Yes, ideas. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So I'm thankful we know that. I cringe, Vince, to think what I was doing even 20 or 30 years ago, not paying any attention to the microbiome. And it's clear that that was a major oversight. The microbiome is crucial.
So in your practice as a cardiologist, you really didn't focus much on the gut, on the microbiome.
You know, that's one of the most underappreciated associations, the association of the microbiome and heart health. Yes. But it's becoming clearer based on preliminary evidence that the microbiome influences or plays a role in such conditions that you'd never think had anything to do with the microbiome, like atrial fibrillation, very common, coronary disease, digestive heart failure. That's in its infancy. It's going to take 20 years, I think, Vince, to really work that all out. But the key here for your listeners to know, how can microbes in the gastrointestinal tract influence skin or brain or heart or uterus or muscle? Well, One of the weird things that's happened in modern people is because of all the things we mentioned, antibiotics, preservatives, other food additives, etc. It allowed the excessive proliferation of fecal microbes. These are microbes that are in stool, like E. coli, Campylobacter, Salmonella. By the way, also the same organism of food poisoning. So when that kid at the fast food joint served you food and didn't wash his hands after going number two, caused some food poisoning. Those same microbes are the ones that have overproliferated in the colon, in the large bowel, but then ascended remarkably into the 24 feet of small intestine, so-called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Well, the small intestine is by design very permeable because that's where we're supposed to absorb amino acids and vitamins and minerals. So the small intestine is very permeable and it's not accustomed to housing trillions of fecal microbes. And so when those fecal microbes live in the small intestine, the 24 feet of small intestine, they live and die very rapidly, trillions of them. They don't live for a few hours.
Oh, really?
They die and they release their toxins, specifically something called endotoxin. That endotoxin penetrates the very permeable small intestine and then gets into your bloodstream, so-called endotoxemia. And that's how microbes living in the GI tract can export their effects to your brain and cause anxiety, hatred, cognitive impairment, can export their effects to your skin and cause psoriasis or rosacea or eczema, or can export their effects to your heart and cause atrial fibrillation or coronary disease and heart attacks, or can export your effects to bones and joints and cause fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. Vince, we've got to reconsider virtually all human disease in light of the contribution played by the microbiome.
Really? So this has a lot to do with how we eat and what we're eating, right, Doc?
Sadly, dietary guidelines are part of the problem.
Yes.
The proliferation of ultra-processed foods, chips, soft drinks, all that stuff, also the contribution, antibiotics, of course. So all these things have conspired to massively disrupt the GI microbiome. That's the bad news. The good news is once your listeners get it and take steps to retrace what their microbiome should look like, you can start to have enormous control. You know what the great thing is, Vince? You don't need the doctor. You don't need the hospital.
Coming from a doctor. Wow.
You can do it on your own in the comfort of your kitchen. It's a little bit of know-how and some steps to take, but it's not that difficult. So one of my messages I think is the same as yours. It's empowering people because doctors are, for the most part, not doing their job. They're not helping you become healthy. They're dispensing pharmaceuticals and procedures, but don't have a complete understanding of health. So I think that's what you and I are trying to do. We're trying to help people regain health.
Oh, most definitely. And I think it starts in your gut. You know, I really believe that. I know in your book, Super Gut, you outline a four-week plan to reprogram the microbiome. Can you share an overview of this plan and maybe the key components?
You know, Vince, to help people understand this, I tell them it's just like having a garden in your backyard. I know you're in New York City, so it's kind of hard to have a garden, but let's pretend.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Well, you go outside in springtime, you lay out maybe a 10 by 10 plot, you get rid of the sticks and the rocks and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then you plant seeds for whatever, squash, zucchini, and tomatoes. And then you water and fertilize your garden every so often. And after a couple of months, you've got a whole bunch of great vegetables.
Right.
The microbiome, the gastrointestinal microbiome, is very similar. We're gonna prepare the soil by removing things that disrupt it, such as glyphosate. So we buy organic foods. We filter our water, so get rid of chlorine. We try to get away from antibiotics and stomach acid blocking drugs. That's a whole other conversation, of course.
Right.
But we try to clean things up. Hmm. It's a whole long step of things. It's easy. And then we plant seeds. Now, the seeds, of course, are not seeds for tomatoes.
Right.
They're microbes. The most important microbes are fermented foods, just like your great-grandmother did. Mm-hmm. She would smack us if she saw us throwing away food that was fermented. That has to come back. Those provide very important microbes.
Wow.
And then the water and fertilizer is really just feeding the microbes. But they eat certain types of fibers and some other things. And at the end of a few weeks or months of trying this, you've got a different kind of microbiome that supports your health, that helps you achieve such things as ladies love the smoother skin, Vince. I know you and I don't care about that, but the ladies love smoother
skin. Oh, yeah.
Guys love the return of youthful muscle.
Yes.
That happens.
Yes.
Guys experience, older guys mostly, about a 50% rise in testosterone because some of these effects are exerted via a release of oxytocin from the brain, the hormone of love and empathy. You feel closer to the people around you. You like people better. We're generous.
Really?
You accept other people's opinions more readily.
Huh.
But you also have, in addition to restoration of youthful muscle, you have preservation of bone density. Your immune response is improved. You heal faster, about 35% faster. In other words, you get these wonderful effects that we've lost because we lost the microbes that were doing this for us.
Right.
So it's really a lot of fun because you can get all kinds of things. I'm a chronic insomniac, Vince. I have a real hard time. I mean, a real hard time sleeping.
Really?
And when I restored some of the microbes, I sleep 9 hours a night straight through.
What?
Vivid childlike dreams. Yeah.
That's incredible, man. I'm telling you. I don't hear that. 9 hours straight through, or you get up for a little bathroom breaks?
Rarely.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
I know you have a special interest in muscle.
Yeah, so I want to get to that next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I know that let's face it, America, we have a obesity problem, right? And because of this, you hear a lot of talk by them from the media, from the pharmaceutical companies, and from Oprah and Elon Musk about these weight loss drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy. But I know that you talked about this and you said these particular drugs are not good for you. And there are some implications, there are some things that long-term health implications that you believe these drugs actually cause. Speak to that if you don't mind, Doc.
Vince, in my view, it's a crime that the FDA approved these drugs. Because what happens is, so let's pretend it's your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, right, and she wants to lose 40 pounds. So she pays something like $12,000, Vince, to inject herself once a week with one of those drugs.
Yes.
Well, she loses, say, 40 pounds, which is typical over a year and a half, endures the nausea, vomiting, and other risks.
Whew.
But most people can't afford that forever, right? The $1,000 to $1,500 a month. So they stop the drug.
Right.
What you can try to stay on it and have to pay the pharmaceutical industry that money for the rest of your life, or you come off the drug. Now, let's say she lost 40 pounds. 10 pounds of those of that weight is muscle. She lost 10 pounds of muscle. With about 10 pounds of ground beef on your kitchen table, it's a lot of muscle.
Yes.
So she stops the drug. She regains 32 to 34 pounds, mostly fat, very little muscle. So she's actually fatter than she was at the start, even though her weight is less. She's now more prone to type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, high blood pressure, fatty liver, breast cancer risk, heart disease risk for she's worse off now than she was at the start. Yet it cost her $12,000 or so to do that. And a lot of it's due to the loss of muscle.
Huh.
You can't lose muscle. Muscle's so, and I don't mean bodybuilder muscle. I mean youthful muscle, like you and I had when we were 25.
Yes.
That keeps us being independent later in life, keeps us from becoming frail. It keeps us being able to walk the grocery store or get in and out of the car. It keeps us from having hip fractures and other fractures from bone thinning. So having muscle is a way to preserve youth and independence. And yet that person and that woman lost 10 pounds of muscle, and it resigns her to a life of frailty and weakness and lack of independence. And yet the FDA approved it, Vince.
Wow. And that's why you say it's a crime, what they did.
And even worse, There are ways. As you know, there are ways to lose weight safely and not lose muscle.
Yes.
It won't come from a drug.
Right, right, right. But it seems like people want the fast, you know, immediate gratification. They don't want to do it the way you and I would say to eat healthier and exercise. Would you say that's the problem? And they feed that problem.
The quick fix.
The quick fix.
But it's not a fix. It's actually a death sentence or something close to that.
You believe that, the death sentence.
Unfortunately, it means you and me and your listeners will bear a lot of the bill for this, though, because a lot of those people will have their health care insurance pay for some and sometimes all of those costs and get spread to you and me. So we are having to subsidize this nonsense. So I hope you and I can do is help people understand those drugs are disastrous. I hear my colleagues say, oh, they're wonder drugs. They're miracle. No, they're not. They're horrible. But people are so infatuated with this idea of upfront weight loss, not recognizing that long term, they're going to be much more prone to all kinds of health problems.
But where do they get their news from? They get it from, again, celebrities, social media influencers, you know, telling them, look at me. And they look great. They're showing off their fat physique, so a lot of them. And some of them are in their 20s, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, this is where the people are getting their information from, their medical advice from Oprah. I'm just saying. So how
sadly, events from my colleagues, the doctors. Doctors, you know, I'd like to tell you that doctors are serious and read the science. They don't. I'm generalizing, of course.
Yes.
Most get their information from the sexy sales rep in a miniskirt who takes them out to dinner on Friday or pays for an all-expense-paid vacation to Orlando.
Yes.
That's how they get their information. Well, that information is tainted. If you read the studies and you look at the science and what's been done, and you see, these drugs are an unprecedented disaster. Yet there's ways to safely reconstruct your body shape and composition. That is, lose abdominal fat. That's the source of most problems in obesity. It's not fat under the skin, subcutaneous fat. It's fat in the abdomen, within the abdominal cavity that surrounds organs. And there are ways to preserve muscle. You know, when I first started doing this, I was in my early 60s. This is a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
You look like you like to go to the gym. I don't like going to the gym.
Yeah.
So I go 15 minutes once a week.
Really?
I go a quick circuit through the machines and get the hell out.
Once a week.
So I was going. Well, I started doing these things, and I gained 13 pounds of muscle, and my strength increased by 50%. I was handling weight that I was handling in my 20s. In my 60s. Yeah. And so I've seen this happen, that there's a specific targeting of abdominal fat with restoration of youthful muscle. And because it's muscle that determines what's called basal metabolic rate, that is the rate at which your body burns energy for the work of living, like breathing and digestion, that kind of stuff. And so if you lose muscle, your basal metabolic rate drops, typically about 25%. And it persists for years after you lose that weight. And there's an uptick in appetite hormones that make you hungry. So this woman loses 40 pounds, 10 pounds of which is muscle, her basal metabolic rate typically about 25% lower. Even if she maintains a low calorie intake and a moderate exercise program with strength training, she'll still regain the weight. She's guaranteed to regain the weight, almost all as fat.
If
the drug industry takes advantage of that kind of ignorance, the near-term enticing benefits, not telling you that long-term you're sunk.
How do they get away with that?
They get away with a lot, right? When you have billions and billions of dollars, and they're getting bigger now because of this GLP-1 agonist phenomenon, they can tell you all kinds of stuff. You know, for instance, your listeners may not know this, people like you and me,
yes,
are no longer welcome on major media because major media is supported by direct consumer drug advertising.
They say,
we don't want that Vince character because we're going to run three commercials that pay us umpteen thousands or millions of dollars And we don't want anybody saying bad things about our advertisers.
I heard it's only in the US and the and New Zealand that allow pharmaceutical companies to do direct-to-consumer advertising. I'm like, really? That's amazing, you know?
You know, they may be ruthless, but they're not stupid. And I'm going to bet you, Vince, before Congress passed legislation allowing direct-to-consumer advertising, they knew that if they spent enough money and made friends with all of major media, they would be able to control the message. They would be able to tell people what they should take, what drugs to take, tell doctors what drugs to dispense. Mm. And yet the vast majority of these drugs are not necessary if you follow a script of health.
Yes, yes. And that's why your message and what I'm trying to promote is so important today, you know? So important. But what? How about muscle mass when it comes to age? Okay, as you get older, you lose muscle mass. So how do you combat that?
Exactly right. So we lose about a third of our muscle mass as we age. You can slow it down a little bit with strength training, but it's really, you have to work hard at it. But my answer is to boost. So people think of the hormone oxytocin that I mentioned earlier. Right. As the hormone of love and empathy. And they say things like, if you pet your dog or you hug your wife, yes, you get a little surge in oxytocin. And it's true for about a minute.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What if you want a prolonged surge? Well, you have to take other steps. In this case, what we do is restore a specific microbe called Lactobacillus reuteri. Almost everybody's lost it because it's very susceptible to antibiotics. Mm-hmm. We restore this microbe and it sends a signal to the brain to release oxytocin. So people say the oxytocin is the hormone of love and empathy. I would say that's true, but it's also the hormone of body shape and composition.
Really?
So you get reuteri restored because we lost it. You get a surge in muscle, a youthful return of muscle. You lose abdominal fat. You have a rise in testosterone. Older ladies lose vaginal moisture over time. It comes back. Vaginal moisture and sensation. Libido is increased. Sexual desire is increased. Bone density is preserved. And then all those emotional effects, generosity, intensity of love and affection, and accepting other people's opinions. So, Vince.
Are you serious?
Muscle, bone, smoother skin, increased libido. I think what we're doing is turning the clock back 10 or 20 years.
But that's what it sounds like.
Is restoration of youthful muscle. Here's one thing I noticed, though. I think it's those of us who are more muscular when we were young. So when I was young, I used to do a lot of weightlifting as a teenager.
Okay, right.
I gained 13 pounds. I don't think everybody gains 13 pounds. A woman might regain 5 or 6 pounds of muscle. Mm-hmm. So it seems to depend on how much muscle you had when you were younger, this kind of latent muscle.
Right.
But we did a small clinical trial in ladies. You know, the ladies say things like, oh, we don't care about muscle. Mm-hmm. We don't care about libido. We just want better skin. And I say, what? Really? Okay. So I did a small clinical trial with 25 ladies. Mm. And I asked them, don't change your diet. Don't change your exercise program. Just take there was supplements that included reuteri, Lactobacillus reuteri. And I threw in collagen, hyaluronic acid, and the carotenoid astaxanthin. They did it for 90 days and their skin was better. They gained a marked increase in dermal thickness, lost their wrinkle, a lot of their wrinkle, the fine wrinkles.
Really?
Increased moisture. But I measured their waist circumference just because it's free. And they lost nearly 3 inches off their waist. Vince, really? No change in diet. Nothing. 3 inches. Some of the ladies lost over 8 inches.
Really? Now,
the curious thing is they didn't lose much weight, maybe a third of a pound. Well, how can you lose up to 8 inches off your waist but not lose weight? Well, I think consistent with my experience, and the animal evidence, return of youthful muscle. Now, we're going to do a follow-on study with DEXA or some other means of measuring muscle directly. That was a skin trial.
Right. Okay.
We'll do that more directly. But I believe that what we're seeing is a way to lose abdominal fat, the most problematic form of fat that causes diabetes and heart disease, et cetera, and increase muscle. and thereby give you back control over weight, youthfulness, agility, and vigor.
Without exercise, mm-hmm. without dieting.
Mm-hmm. It's better if you exercise,
yes.
incorporate strength training. It's better if you do follow a healthy diet. Yes. But these were ladies who were not, they were big ladies and not very healthy. But they, despite all that, gained this huge advantage. So yes, even without diet or exercise.
That's incredible. So you said once you replace that microbe that you're saying that we basically lost, what's it called?
It's called Lactobacillus reuteri, R-E-U-T-E-R-I, after the German microbiologist who discovered it in 1962, Dr. Gerhard Reuter, like the Reuters News Service, like
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm. And you can get that from the, where do you get that? You can purchase it from the DrainWeed drugstore?
No. So when we play with microbes, we have to pay attention to something called strain. Sometimes, not always.
Right.
So the best illustration I know of is your listeners all have E. coli in their colons.
Yes.
What if you ate lettuce contaminated by cow manure and a different strain of E. coli? You can die of that E. coli.
Oh,
and so same species, E. coli, mm-hmm. different strain. So the strains of reuteri I know that work. There's several of them, but the one that's a lot of the microbes I play with, I obtain from manufacturers or scientists. So I you know, consumers can't get it. So okay. the one that consumers can currently get come from the company BioGaia, BioGaia, and the easiest product is one called Osfortis, Osfortis. Now they sell it to you as a probiotic with 5 billion microbes per capsule. Well, to me, 5 billion is nothing. It's,
really?
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah,
but microbes, it's very small. And so what I did was I fermented it as yogurt. It's not yogurt. Mm-hmm. It looks and smells like yogurt, but it's a way to increase the counts. So I did it for 36 hours. So reuteri, this one microbe, they don't have sex, right? Microbes don't have, there's no male and female microbes. So
right,
they just
right.
reproduce themselves.
Right.
So one becomes two becomes four. Reuteri doubles every 3 hours at human body temperature. So I allowed it to double 12 times.
Wow.
I count the number of microbes using a method called flow cytometry.
Hmm.
And we get about 300 billion counts per half cup serving of this yogurt.
Wow.
And then you have it with some blueberries and chia seeds or whatever.
Yes.
And then that's when we see these extravagant effects, restoring this one microbe. Now that's, Vince, that's one microbe.
That's one, yes.
There's thousands of others
oh my
that are beginning to be understood.
Yes.
Like there's Lactobacillus gasseri. If you get that microbe, it shrinks your waist also about 5 centimeters, about 2 inches plus.
Unbelievable.
There's Bacillus coagulans. So if you're a hard, heavy workout guy,
yeah.
or you have physical labor, get Bacillus coagulans. It cuts muscle injury in half so you recover faster and it reduces arthritis pain. If you have a new baby and you want that baby to have better neurological maturation, less asthma, less likely to become obese or diabetic later in life, have
yes.
a higher IQ. Make sure that child gets Bifidobacterium infantis in its first year of life.
Mm.
So, Vince, the power of the microbes
it's
is
amazing.
Astounding.
It's amazing. Is this in your book?
This is in the book. This is in the Super Gut book, yeah.
The Super Gut book. I think I might have to order that book there, Doc. The Super Gut. Wow, that is amazing that you're saying this. This is all natural. This is not anything that's basically, you know, that has to be gotten by any other means. It's basically what your body produces, right? And basically we're not getting enough of it now.
These microbes. Now, people say, oh, it's too much of a hassle. Well, there's other things you can do too. Like your great-grandma ate a whole bunch of fermented foods.
Fermented.
She might have called it sauerkraut or fermented pickles.
Right, right.
Or other fermented vegetables.
Right.
Those are very powerful. But the curious thing about fermented veggies, Vince, is that the microbes of fermented vegetables don't themselves take up residence in your GI tract. These are microbes like Leuconostoc mesenteroides or Pediococcus pentosaceus. big mouthfuls, but you ingest them, let's say as kefir or fermented vegetables, they pass through and then you poop them out. Well, so what good are they?
Right, right. They're just passing through.
In their 30-foot journey through the full length of your GI tract, they produce metabolites that feed the truly beneficial microbes. These are microbes like Fecalobacterium and Akkermansia. Don't you love these names?
Yeah, I'm like, what the, you know. Well,
those microbes produce all kinds of very beneficial metabolites for you, like butyric acid or butyrate, the fatty acid. And when you consume a fermented food, it feeds those beneficial microbes that in turn produce butyrate. You get a reduction in blood pressure, reduction in blood sugar.
Wow.
Your waist shrinks. Muscle comes back. Your cognitive health is improved.
Yes.
Dreams are better. Your sleep is deeper. That's just from fermented foods, Vince.
That's so crazy.
Really powerful.
That's very powerful. Very much. And most people don't realize this. I've never heard of this before, you know? I'm quite impressed. Now, I know you also linked stress to muscle loss. How's that playing?
Probably via a number of mechanisms, but one primary mechanism is this, one of the hormones of stress, cortisol.
Cortisol, okay.
Yeah. It's a trigger for expansion of abdominal fat, which is bad, and loss of muscle. And as well as cognitive impairment and other problems and high blood sugar. So rising cortisol from stress is a bad thing. By the way, Lactobacillus reuteri cuts cortisol dramatically. I'd like to say, Vince, get rid of the stress in your life. Well, good luck with that, right?
Good luck with that. Exactly.
But the reuteri gives you an advantage. It reduces the cortisol release that's due to stress. There's some other things too. That other microbe I mentioned to you, Lactobacillus gasseri.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so I see a lot of people who say things like this. You know what? I'm in a real stressful period of my life. I go to bed and I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't fall back asleep.
I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So-called early awakening. That's a cortisol effect. Well, it's really tough. Vince, it's really tough to fix that problem. Getting rid of the stress is a good start, but that's not always possible. What if you have an elderly parent you're taking care of?
Yes.
Or a child with autism? I mean, a lot of situations where it's just not an easy fix.
Right.
So one remedy would be to get those two microbes, reuteri and gasseri, and they block or reduce that rise in cortisol. And what happens to people, they say, you know what? I'm able to sleep now. And because I'm able to sleep, I feel better during the day. I still have stress, but I deal with it more effectively. And I'm losing weight around my waist and I feel stronger. So it's a very powerful effect.
Very much so. So you don't have to go get those sleep aids from the store. You know what I mean?
Right. So as I mentioned to you, I'm a chronic insomniac. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I went off the reuteri because I wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
And Vince, I went from 9 hours of deep sleep to waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and binge watching cereals until 6 in the morning.
Really? Whoa.
It came right here. Back.
Yeah, that's how serious this is. That's amazing. But it sounds to me that you're saying also that a lot of even the mental issues that we have, the problems that we have with each other, a lot of this is a result of what we're missing in our gut, you know, the microbes.
You know, I think a lot about that, Vince, because, you know, even pre-pandemic, social isolation was reaching record levels. It's worse with the pandemic, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Suicide was big rise between 2005 and 2015. There was a 35% increase in suicide, worse with the pandemic.
Right.
Of course, half of all marriages end in divorce. And I didn't know this. The psychology community has been measuring and tracking narcissistic behavior since 1963. And the rise of narcissistic behavior traits has increased dramatically since then. So now think about that. Suicide, social isolation, divorce, narcissistic behavior. Could we blame at least part, not all of it, but at least part of it, on the loss of Rotari and thereby oxytocin, the hormone of love, hormone, empathy, and generosity? I think so, because what I'm seeing is people who replace it don't only experience return of great muscle and better skin. Yes. Yes. They also say, hey, Vince, I like people better. I get along better with my coworkers.
That's amazing.
I introduce myself to strangers in line for coffee at Starbucks.
Whoa,
I'm generous with my money to charities. I accept other people's opinions more readily. So I'm seeing this unwind. Not to say there aren't other problems. Of course there are.
Right.
But how many times can you and I have such an easy way to at least partially counteract some of those effects?
Yes, that to me is worth looking into even more so, you know, because I noticed that with the onslaught of ultra-processed foods that we're getting, we have a lot more insanity in the world. And, you know, I mean, no one's focusing on the diet, no one's focusing on the food that we're eating, but the food is consistently getting worse and worse as the years go by, you know, and less nutrients. So to me, there seems to be like a connection, is what I'm trying to say, with how we're eating and how we're acting towards each other. Isn't that something?
No question. Yet we have dietary guidelines that continue to advocate a horrible way of eating, saying things like cut your fat and cholesterol, which is nonsense. So that leads to another thing, Vince, that's silly advice to cut your fat and cholesterol. Led people to abandon the consumption of organ meats and thereby get almost no collagen or hyaluronic acid. Because those are things in organs like brain and skin and tongue. Well, collagen and hyaluronic acid play big roles in your body composition, muscle, and the location of fat. So there's good evidence, Vince, just by restoring collagen alone, you get an increase in muscle and a decrease in abdominal fat. Hyaluronic acid, likewise. You know, I see ladies buying boneless, skinless chicken breast. No!
They said you need that fat, huh?
You need that fat. You need that hyaluronic acid and collagen. And so now most modern people say there's no way I can go back to organ meats. And so we have these supplements we add back. It'd be nice if you did eat some tongue or heart or liver. A lot of people don't like that idea. So we do turn to the supplements, and we're seeing, and I think what we're seeing, Vince, is a synergy. Rotari, collagen, hyaluronic acid. I also threw in, as you point out, modern people have become too reliant on ultra-processed foods. Lack nutrients and have garbage ingredients. Right. One of the lost ingredients are so-called carotenoids, like the beta carotene in carrots, lutein, zeaxanthin, cryptoxanthin, and my favorite, astaxanthin. Well, when you restore carotenoids, more wonderful things happen. Your waist shrinks. Vince, just from addition of carotenoids, your waist can shrink dramatically.
Wow.
Blood pressure drops. Inflammatory measures drop. And when you reduce inflammation, it helps you release fat weight and maintain muscle. By the way, one of the problems we're seeing now becoming a real problem is something called myosteatosis. All that means is people who've gained so much weight, they run out of place to put the fat and put it in your muscle.
Oh.
Yeah, and it impairs your muscle. That's called myosteatosis.
Really?
So all these things I'm seeing, Rotari, collagen, hyaluronic acid, and carotenoids, put them all together because they're all missing or lacking in life. And you get, I believe, this synergistic effect on body shape and composition. Shrink your waist, youthful muscle, strength, vigor. And I think I'm seeing people in their 70s, for instance, who look like they're 45.
Really?
They're muscular, they stand erect, they have strong shoulders. You know, ladies say, I don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't worry, you won't, right?
Right.
But they look great. They look great in a dress or a skirt. They have strong legs, broad shoulders, muscular faces, not like the GLP agonists. So you probably heard of that thing they quote in New York Times, Ozempic face?
Yes, I have read about that. Yes, people complain about looking older.
Mm-hmm. Because they're losing subcutaneous fat and muscle in the face.
Get out.
And, yeah, you're thinner and you look 10 to 20 years older. We're seeing the opposite, Vince. We're seeing you're thinner and you're stronger and you look 10 to 20 years younger.
Oh, my goodness, man. And that's what people want. They really want to look younger, feel stronger, especially as we age, because as you know, you tend to get weaker, your bones get weaker, your muscles atrophy because you're not using them, you're not taking care of it. This is what's associated with age, you know? But you don't have to be a victim as you get older. You don't have to be weak as you get older. You can be stronger, you can be vibrantly. I believe that. And what you're saying today tells me that it's true. But a lot of it has a lot to do, not just with exercise, but with how we're feeding our guts. That's what this is telling me. Mm-hmm. You've got to feed your gut properly. There's a lot of microbes that's missing that you need to replace. All this is so important to me, so important. But let's talk about supplementation, though. Do you suggest various supplements for muscle preservation?
Yeah, I wish I could say just go back to real food. But you really, most people don't want to, or they do things like bone broth. Bone broth has a lot of lead in it, so that's not a safe way to do it, especially if you do prolonged boiling and add vinegar. It releases the lead in bone. So what I tell people, it sounds terrible, Vince, but I tell people, don't make bone broth, make carcass broth.
Carcass broth? Are you kidding? What the heck?
So you bake a chicken, right? You eat the meat, the breast, whatever, and you have some skin, bones, tendons, ligament, maybe a little liver, whatever. Boil that briefly, like 4 hours, to release the meat and other things, but not the 36 hours. And never add vinegar, because that's how you boost the lead content up. Mm. If you do the carcass and don't do prolonged boiling nor vinegar, you do use a little bit of lead, but not like bone broth. So that's one way to get some collagen. But, you know, most of the modern people, they say, I don't have time. I got a job. I got kids. And most people don't want to eat tongue or liver or intestines.
Yes.
And so... we're left with supplements, collagen peptides, and hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is easy and inexpensive. Collagen is a little bit expensive, and the dose is higher. So bovine, porcine, and chicken, the dose is 20 grams per day. There's an emerging concept that marine sources of collagen, the fish, are probably effective at lower doses, maybe as low as a tenth of the dose of those other animals. But that's an evolving conversation. That's due to people talk about, type 1, type 3, type 4. Ignore that. What makes collagen effective is what's called the di- and tripeptide content. That is 2 and 3 amino acid long fragments, such as the glypro-hip fragment, the glycine, proline, hydroxyproline. Because these fragments are indigestible by humans. And they get to the skin or your joint or other organs intact, where they have effects like provoking release of provoking formation of collagen in the skin, provoking formation of collagen in your joint cartilage, and have body composition modifying effects. And so the collagen is really helpful also, because we're not getting it from organs. And then the dose is 20 grams of bovine porcine chicken. For hyaluronic acid, we've been using the standard dose of 120 milligrams.
Right.
So if you were to eat 4 ounces of sheep's brain tonight, you would get 7 milligrams of hyaluronic acid, telling me that 120 milligrams is a pretty confident dose. It's the equivalent of 4 pounds of animal brain, which would be tough, right? So 120 milligrams is a pretty confident dose. And astaxanthin, we use 4 milligrams. That's the most well-documented dose. And that's the dose that shrinks your waist, reduces your blood pressure, and has anti-inflammatory effects. The only thing with astaxanthin is you have to take it with oil, like your fish oil capsules or a tablespoon of olive oil or any meal that contains oil, like eggs, herb salad dressing with olive oil, something like that, because the astaxanthin is very dependent on oil for its absorption.
What about salmon?
Salmon oil would work. Uh-huh.
That would work, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, I believe in that. That's awesome, Doc. It really is amazing what you have shared with us today, you know? And do you have any other practical steps that we can take to build muscle and lose weight?
Well, this all works. Vince, this all works. All the things you and I have talked about, Rotary, collagen, hyaluronic acid restoration that we've lost because of low-fat diets, mm-hmm. astaxanthin to compensate for the loss of carotenoids in ultra-processed foods. If you really want to kick butt.
Yeah.
In both health and appearance, we also do the basics, which for me is elimination of all wheat and grains and sugars. And that really packs a wallop. People say, what's left to eat?
Well, I was going to say, what's left to eat, Doc?
Lots of things. Eggs, olive oil, avocado, beef, pork, bacon, vegetables, of course, root, lots and lots of food. But because we've been so persuaded by the processed food industry that it must come in a cellophane wrapper with a cartoon character or a sports figure, people forgot. Just do like your great-grandmother did. So elimination of wheat, grains, and sugars. And then I also replace basic nutrients that are lacking in modern life. Vitamin D, magnesium, iodine, and omega-3 fatty acids. Because those all put together, where they're all lacking in modern life. And two, influence insulin resistance, the driver of abdominal fat and disease. Put that all together and then do those other things. And Vince, you got a magnificent key to slenderness, vigor, youthfulness.
Wow. I think that's an awesome recipe for what we're looking for today, Doc. That is amazing. Can you share anything else you would like to share with my audience today?
So you may have noticed I urge people to stop thinking about treating things. That's what the doctor does. He says, John, your blood sugar's high. We're going to treat you with insulin and drugs to force your blood sugar down. John, your blood pressure's high. We're going to treat you with drugs to force your blood pressure down. Yeah. That always leads to problems, right? And incomplete solutions.
Yes.
So what I tell people, rather than treat things, let's address the factors that allowed those conditions to emerge in the first place, whether it was labeled fibromyalgia, or rheumatoid arthritis, or hypertension, or obesity, or fatty liver, or whatever. Because all those things you and I talked about, the diet, vitamin D, magnesium, Rotary, collagen, all those things address things lacking in a modern diet. When you restore them, health comes back. Oof. Magnificent health comes back.
Wow.
But we're not treating diabetes. We're not treating fibromyalgia. We're addressing the factors that allowed those conditions to emerge in the first place. And that's why people say, I'm going to do this to lose weight. But they do it and they say, I've lost 57 pounds. I'm stronger now, though. I don't have diabetes anymore. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have rosacea anymore. I'm no longer depressed. In other words, even though we didn't set out to treat those things, they go away.
Yes, yes. I was always told that the body was meant to heal itself. But you have to give it what it needs, what it's missing. And we're missing a lot. And that's why we have so many diseases today.
Mm-hmm.
You would agree, doctor.
Exactly right. So that's what all the things you and I have talked about are simply replacing things lost. We don't get collagen because we were told to cut our fat and cholesterol, which was wrong. There never was evidence to support that in the first place. We don't get hyaluronic acid because we don't eat organs. We don't have Rotary because we got overexposed to antibiotics and other factors. We don't get vitamin D because a nice law-abiding citizen like you wears clothes in public.
Yeah, exactly.
And you work indoors.
Yes, 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 yes.
You don't get magnesium because you have to filter your drinking water. Because water in a river, if you drank from the Hudson River or the East River, you'd get sewage and who knows what else. You can't do that. So you got to filter your water, but water filtration removes all magnesium. So all we're doing, Vince, all we're talking about is replacing things lost in modern life that when restored, you can watch hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of human health conditions go away.
Oof, that would be amazing. More people need to hear this message though, Doc. I know you, I've watched you on other podcasts, but your message, what you have to share, is basically what we all need to hear. I will say, it's what we all need to hear. Even myself, coming from a bodybuilding type weight training background, there's so much information you put out there today that even makes me go, wow. Right on point, amazing. But Doc, where can my audience find out more about you and the work that you're doing?
Well, the most recent book, of course, is Super Gut. It has a lot of these recipes, how to ferment these yogurts and fermented vegetables, those kind of things. Those are basic concepts. I have a clumsily named blog. It's called drdavisinfinitehealth.com blog. But there's several thousand articles there. I have something called an inner circle. It's drdavisinfinitehealth.com inner circle. Like tonight, I'm going to have a 2-hour meeting with about 90 to 100 people, just like this. And we talk about their experiences and new lessons we're learning, how to make the yogurt. People say, my first batch didn't turn out. Why? That kind of stuff. There's a chance to get feedback on what you're trying to do. So that's all in the drdavisinfinitehealth.com inner circle.
Good. I'm going to put that in there. When I release this, I'll release it early next week, but I'm going to be putting it out there, letting as many people can listen to it, and share it on TikTok and also on YouTube and everybody else. I can put some blurbs here and there because it needs to be shared and people need to hear this stuff. But let me just say, man, that on behalf of my organization, Body Scope of New York, and my 6 Weeks of Fitness Pro podcast, I really want to thank you, Doctor, for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Vince. And know that what you're doing is so important because there are people out there who don't like what you and I do.
Yeah, you say that, and I believe you. It's a shame, but it's true. It's a shame. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, inspiring, and encouraging, that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness program, and that if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, please leave them in the comment section below. And don't forget to email me at vince@6weeks.com for anything that you need that we can help you with. And don't forget, we don't stop exercising because we grow old. We grow old because we stop exercising. Right, Doc?
That's right, Vince.
Doc, you're